Dreamscape presents The Lemurgeurier Inheritance by Agatha Christie, narrated by Charles Armstrong. The Lemurgeurier Inheritance, first published in The Sketch, December 19th, 1923. In company with Poirot, I've investigated many strange cases, but none, I think, to compare with that extraordinary series of events which held our interest over a period of many years and which culminated in the ultimate problem brought to Poirot to solve. Our attention was first drawn to the family history of the Lemurgeuriers one evening during the war. Poirot and I had but recently come together again, renewing the old days of our acquaintanceship in Belgium. He'd been handling some little matter for the War Office, disposing of it to their entire satisfaction, and we'd been dining at the Carlton with the Brass Hat, who paid Poirot heavy compliments in the intervals of the meal. The Brass Hat had to rush away to keep an appointment with someone, and we finished our coffee in a leisurely fashion before following his example. As we were leaving the room, I was hailed by a voice which struck a familiar note, and turned to see Captain Vincent Lemurgeurier, a young fellow whom I'd known in France. He was with an older man, whose likeness to him proclaimed him to be of the same family. Such proved to be the case, and he was introduced to us as Mr. Hugo Lemurgeurier, uncle of my young friend. I did not really know Captain Lemurgeurier at all intimately, but he was a pleasant young fellow, somewhat dreamy in manner, and I remembered hearing that he belonged to an old and exclusive family with a property in Northumberland, which dated from before the Reformation. Poirot and I were not in a hurry, and at the younger man's invitation we sat down at the table with our two newfound friends and chatted pleasantly enough on various matters.